Okay, sweetie. What's going on? Thought appears.
Yep.
So, what to do? Let's examine it.
I've been dealing with this for a long, long, long time. I find the roots deep in my past. I've been fighting it for as long as I can remember.
Yes.
I've been searching gurus. I've been praying. I've been meditating. I've been doing many, many things.
Well, let's take a look at inquiry.
Okay.
Let's look at what you've written.
I am angry and confused and saddened by my family because they judge me. I am angry that there is a mold that is placed before me. I am irritated by my family and acquaintances thinking that their path is the only way. It saddens me when I receive the most love, when I assume the predestined pattern and to sort of follow the way they think things should be for me.
Yes. Familiar so far? You're on one end or the other. You're either the parent or the child, or you've been both. The next one.
I want my family to be who they are and not limit their love and attention according to their perception and idea of my progress. I want them to accept me as I learn my own truth in my own life and love me for having found parts of my own truth and foundation.
So, sweetheart, read the first one again.
I am confused and saddened by my family because they judge me.
Okay. So parents should not judge their children? Is that true?
Oh, gosh.
Can you absolutely know that that's true?
No.
And the job of a parent, the job of everyone in this world is to judge. That's our job.
Right.
What else is there? Everything's a judgment. Give me a thought that is not a judgment. It's a sky. That's a judgment. It's what we do. Parents should not judge their children. What's the reality of it, do they?
Yes.
That's their job. How do you react when you think that thought? My parents are not supposed to judge me.
Well, it weakens me because I feel that I need to... I don't know. I disagree with some of the things that I've been taught. And
okay, let's stay in inquiry. How do you react when you think that thought? It weakens you.
It weakens
what else?
Me. It stops me right in my steps, and I feel terrified.
Yeah. How do you treat your parents when you think that thought? I want you to stop judging me, and they do it.
I rebel, and I become distant, and that's been my past so far.
Honey, this is insanity. People should stop judging people. What planet do you think you're on? Make yourself at home here. It's the opposite. Mm-hmm. You come to planet Earth, you judge. That's it. You know, it's a nice place to visit once you get the ground rules down. But this is a direct opposition to what's really happening. This is crazy. Who would you be without this thought? I want my parents to stop judging me.
I would have inner peace.
Yeah, it's called playing with a full deck.
Yeah.
I'm a lover of reality. How do I know I'm better off? It's what is. Parents judge, that's it. You've had a lifetime of proof to know that this is truer. So honey, turn it around. Read it the way you wrote it.
I am confused and saddened by me because I judge me.
Yes, and there's another one? I'm confused and sad?
I'm confused and saddened
because
by me because I judge my parents and my family.
Yes. So here, I'll strike a deal with you. When you stop judging them, then go talk to them about judgment.
That's true.
When you stop doing what you want them to stop doing, let's talk.
Okay.
Maybe a while. I stopped judging that my parents should stop judging. Yeah. Now, read number two again.
I want my family to be who they are and not limit their love and attention.
They are who they are. They limit their love and attention and they judge.
Okay.
That's who they are. That's their job, honey. This flower is doing its job. A dog barks, a cat says meow, and your parents judge. And they what?
Well, they limit their love and attention according to my...
Yeah, that's their job.
Ah. But they're my family.
Yes, they are. And they limit and they judge. Honey, this philosophy of yours is very stressful. Give me a reason, a peaceful reason to keep this philosophy that is so far out. I mean, we're talking nuts.
I've felt nuts for quite some time.
Well, you have to feel nuts for quite some time. You haven't asked you if this is true or not.
I don't have any reason.
So who would you be without the ability to think this thought that would oppose what is?
I'd be fabulous. I'd be so happy.
Oh, yeah. I would go with that.
But I want to say but.
Mm-hmm. You can say but all you want. They're going to do their job.
Yeah.
Reality is not going to wait for your permission. It just keeps on being what it is. It's like, no, wait for my approval. I don't think so. No, you lose. You lose, and that can be great winning. Let's turn it around and look at the possibilities. I want me.
I want me to be who I am.
Yes.
And not limit my love and attention for myself according to my perception of the idea of my progress. That's hard to eat.
Oh, well. I like the part where you thought your parents should eat it all these years. I know you have the ability to live this because you thought they could do it just like that.
Okay.
So just sit with it a moment, Angel. I realize I'm coming on hard, but these are great revelations.
I've realized them before, but the power of being in a group and being with you, it's just, it's what I don't know, it's just hit home with me.
Oh, honey, just be with it. Nothing to do, no one to be. It all just is what it is. We're just noticing now. Self-realizing itself, what is. There's another turnaround. Be gentle. I want me.
I'm not seeing it.
Read it the way you wrote it.
I want my family to be who they are.
I want me.
I want me to be who I am. And not limit their love and attention.
And not limit my love and attention
according to
their
perception and idea of my progress. I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of living what you wanted them to live.
I just don't want to let it go. It just brings up this turmoil inside of me.
It's supposed to, honey. Tell me more about the turmoil. What are your thoughts?
But there's 11 children all just going, you're not doing the right thing.
Well, honey, they could be right, and you need to live what you need to live. You know, obviously, you need what 11, 12, you need 13 people coming at you to know what is true for you. Your path is yours. Theirs is theirs. You know, when someone says, Katie, you're wrong, I have to go there. You know, they could be right. And in the meantime, I'm going to walk what I walk. Until someone can show me a better way. Feels good from here. And I'm open. It takes me to you. Let's look at the next one.
I want them to accept me as I learn my own truth in this life.
They're going to accept what they accept.
But,
have they made you accept the way they live? Can they do that? Have 13 people convinced you to follow their path?
Well, that's my work, right? Because I need the foundation of their life.
It's a yes or a no. Have they convinced you to walk their path?
No.
So you can't accept theirs. What makes you think that they can accept yours?
That's true.
It really puts it in perspective. 13 people can't convince you, and you think you're going to convince all 13 of them? This is war. You're outnumbered.
I know.
How does it feel when you think this thought? How does it feel when you attach to this thought? I want them to accept my way, and they don't.
Painful.
Yeah, lonely?
Oh, yeah.
Can you see a reason to drop this theory that anyone in this world needs to accept you at any time?
I need to drop it.
I can't drop concepts. I can only shine a little flashlight on them and see what I thought was real wasn't. An example of that is, I want my family to accept my way. That's pretty dark. That's hopeless. How do you treat them when you attach to that thought?
Distance.
Who would you be in that family without this thought? I want them to accept my way.
Outgoing, loving.
Turn it around.
I want me to accept me as I learn my own truth in this life.
There. They're not doing it. Who does that leave? That leaves you. So, sweetheart, can you find another turnaround? I want me.
I want me to accept them as they learn their own truth in this life.
Yes. That's all they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're just doing what you're doing. We're all doing the best we can. If I want my children to accept me, I'm insane. What I can do is manipulate them to accept me, and then they'll pretend to accept me if I bribe them enough by being good or something. But you know, after the gift, it's gone again. I can't make them accept me. So that just leaves me. I don't want them to accept me because I am not masochistic any longer. How do you react? How do you treat them when you think the thought, I want them to accept me? How do you live? What do you do? Daily, what do you do to get their acceptance?
It's a tug of war, and it deals with manipulation in a way. I don't try to manipulate them, but I distance myself, so I try to get their attention again, and then I keep doing my thing, and it just doesn't coincide with their thing.
And when that doesn't work, what do you do to get their acceptance?
I hug them a lot.
Mm-hmm. And when that doesn't work? Yeah, maybe hugs will work. Maybe then they'll see my path is better. Yeah, and when that doesn't work, I'll give them more love. And when that doesn't work, you know, what else do you do? Let's look at the next one.
I want them to love me for having found parts of my own truth.
Whose business is it who you love?
My own.
Whose business is it who they love?
Theirs.
How does it feel when you're mentally over there running their life, dictating who they should love?
It's not where I should be.
It's lonely.
Yeah.
So, honey, let's turn it around.
I want me to love me for having found parts of my own truth and foundation.
Yep. It must be your job. They're not complying. There's another turnaround.
I want me to love them for having found parts of their own truth.
Bingo. Their truth, not yours. They have a way that is so fabulous that all 13 of them agree. Give me an example of what they say that is so painful. What is the most painful thing they can say to you?
The most painful thing they can say to me?
Yes. The thing that hurts the most, or the thing that just really hurts.
That I'm lost.
Can you find the place where you've been lost a while?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, they're right. Next time they say, you're lost, you can say, you know, I noticed that too one day.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what other terrible thing do they say that might be true? You know how I know when someone says something to me, you know how I know that it's true? I feel it and I go to war. And they're only saying the very thing that I've been looking for.
Mm-hmm.
What else do they say that is painful?
I feel like I get interrupted when I try to describe what I'm going through. So that's painful.
Yes, of course it is. You think we're supposed to listen.
But doesn't a child deserve that?
No.
No?
No. It's not a matter of deserve. We just don't want to listen.
Well, that's...
God,
okay.
There's 12 kids here. Give us a break. I think I'll stop and listen to you. Mm-hmm. How do you react when you think the thought, I want them to listen to me, and they don't?
Lonely.
And how do you treat them when you think the thought, I want them to listen to me, and they don't?
Yeah, and I distance myself from them, so it's a return.
Pretty hard to listen to you when you're way over there.
Yeah.
I want them to listen. I think I'll go away. Yeah.
Yeah,
starting to add up a little.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you be in that amazing family? Who would you be if you did not have the ability to think the thought, I want them to listen to me?
Content and peaceful.
A listener?
A listener.
Mm-hmm. Let's turn it around. Let's hear how you should live, honey, not your family.
I want me to love me for having found parts of my own truth and foundation. Yeah, I do.
So just be with it a minute. And the other turn around.
I want me to love them for having found parts of their own truth and foundation. Yeah. I totally love them for their happiness, but okay.
You caught it, babe. That's big. I love how you noticed and stopped you and stayed real.
Thanks.
The next one?
Well, I already know the answer to this one now.
Oh, you are good. Once we get the hang of reality, honey.
I yearn for them to respect my music that I make and...
Hopeless?
Yeah, it
is. Turn that around.
I love it, you know, so...
That's it. There's another turnaround.
I yearn for...
Me?
Me to respect my music.
There's another one. I yearn for me.
I yearn for me to respect their music.
Yes. Here's what their music is. I don't want to listen. I don't want to understand. Come join our path. It works for us. We know it'll work for you. That's their music. We all have our music, honey. If someone says, come join my path, it's beautiful. All I hear is that they love me and want to give me what's beautiful.
That's
it just
true.
Doesn't happen to be my way. But it's certainly equal.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that it makes them happy. All these ways. Oh. There's no path higher than another. We just begin to notice. The communication for that is, I love that your way makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
I can handle that when I settle down everything else. That's a simple thought to say, I'm happy for you and I'm happy for me.
Leave you out of it. We don't care. We like to hear the part where you're happy for us.
Yeah.
You know, get over it.
Mm.
Yeah. Painful stuff. Yeah. Honey, no one wants to hear about you. We want you to hear about us. That's how it is. Knowing that can be the end of the war in you and the competition. And in that is strength. And honey, I tell you, it will flow through your music. Isn't that what you want?
Yes.
Let's look at the next one.
My family shouldn't act out of ignorance.
Turned around?
I shouldn't act out of ignorance.
Yeah. The next.
My family shouldn't fear my searching and evolution.
Turned around.
I shouldn't fear my searching and my evolution.
Another turnaround. I shouldn't fear there.
I shouldn't fear their searching and evolution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of us in this work discover our families for the first time. Some of us have lived there all of our lives and never even met the people we live with. Never even noticed. We've been so attached to these concepts prior to investigation. Let's look at the next one.
They should come to realize and accept
the
pure...
Is that true? It's beginning to sound a bit like a dictator in the house. A bit arrogant.
Okay. Ouch.
Yeah. You hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Read it just the way you wrote it. See if you can really hear it.
They should come to realize and accept the purity of my mission.
Oh, my. Yeah? You got it?
Yes.
Oh, my, honey. Dictators don't last long.
I felt wonderful about writing that before.
All dictators believe they're right.
Oh.
Very painful stuff, you know? Let's turn it around and get real.
I should come to realize and accept the purity of my life mission.
Yes, honey. There's another turnaround.
I should come to realize and accept the purity of their mission.
Oh, sweetie. Absolutely. No mistake.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's a reoccurring thought. I've got to accept them, too.
You don't have to, but they're just going to keep doing what they do. Whether you accept it or not, I just noticed one day. It just is what it is. How do I deal with me? Let me just work on that.
I like that.
Yeah. The next one.
They shouldn't. But I put they should understand the clarity of my motives.
It's just so fine they didn't buy this stuff. Let's turn it around.
I should understand the clarity of my motives.
Yeah. There's another one.
I should understand the clarity of their motives.
Yes. Your best interest. It doesn't mean that it is your best interest. But anything that works for them, they're going to want to pass on.
Of course.
That's the only motive they've ever had.
I know. I can make up all sorts of motives in my head, but man. I wish we could tell every kid in the world this stuff.
Let's look at the next one.
I yearn for my family to accept me.
Turn around.
I yearn for me to accept me.
There's another one. I yearn for me.
Me to accept them.
Isn't that as true? Don't you yearn to accept your family?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you have to live like they live. It's just respect for their way. It's beautiful for them. And when you think it's not, welcome to inquiry. Let's look at the next.
I'm learning.
Yes, honey. Very fast.
I need for their walls of fear and ignorance to come down.
Is that true?
No.
No. How do you react when you think that thought? Lonely?
Oh, yeah.
Can you see a reason to drop this thought? Who would you be without it in that beautiful home? So full of people saying, try this, try that. Do this, do that, do this. I know it'll work. Do this, do this. Give up your music. I know it'll make you happy. You know, who would you be without the thought that they need to, what were the words?
Walls and fear of ignorance to come down.
Yeah, who would you be without that story?
A much more beautiful person.
Yeah. Living in your home is like a banquet. It's like a table that's always full. Try this, do that, do this, do that, do that, do that. It's like having this full table all the time. Well, maybe I could try that. Well, I tried that one. That didn't work. I'm still working on it. But you have this whole family just giving you what makes them happy. It doesn't mean you have to take from it, but be grateful for the gift. We all want you to have what worked for us. But you're so busy arguing with us, you can't find your own way. Mentally living in their business is very confusing because there's no one here running your life. So let's turn it around. There's another turnaround.
I need for my walls of fear and ignorance to come down.
Yeah, just work on that.
It's new to me, so it's...
Yeah, well, I am totally ignorant when I think their path is not equal to mine. And when I'm not listening, I'm, you know, feel it. You may go home and listen with ears and hear such wisdom that you have never heard before because you are attached to these concepts that would block that wisdom that they offer. Mm-hmm. And it still doesn't mean you're going to live what works for them. To listen, that's what you wanted from them.
I can't believe I never saw this before.
Oh, honey. You know, I didn't see it for 43 years. It's a beginning. You know, you might go home and just ask your mom just to sit with you a while. You know, and if she says no, good. Look forward to it. There's another way to be with her. If she's changing diapers, you might say, can I help you? And just listen to what she's saying and just notice. There are many ways to sit with mother. It's a whole world. It's untapped. No one can deprive me of my family. No one. Not even them.
Thanks.
The next one.
What do I think of them? Well, my family's loving, compassionate. They're insecure for me.
Turned around.
Ugh. I thought I already dealt with my insecurity already.
Getting some good hits, honey. There's only one life, and it is internal. We can use the projected outside to learn the inside, and it cannot compete with what you find here. So let's turn it around.
I am loving and compassionate.
Yes,
and
haven't you?
For them.
Have, yeah.
Wow, that's weird. I don't know why I am. They're happy.
You're doing fine. Let's look at your number six.
I refuse to be left unheard.
I'm willing.
I am willing to be left unheard.
I look forward to.
I look forward to. No, I don't.
If they don't hear you and it hurts, do this again. Do it again. They're supposed to hear me. Is that true?
No.
How do you react when you think that thought, I want them to hear me, and they don't?
Wow, no words. Just not good.
So, who would you be in that house without this thought, without this lie? I want them to hear me.
Whoa. That's such a simple question, but there's, wow. Happy. Peaceful.
I want them to hear me. Turn it around.
I want me to hear me.
There's another one.
I want me to hear them.
Yeah. Hear their song. If I want my children to hear me, I'm insane. They're only going to hear what they hear. Let me see. I'm going to filter their hearing. Don't hear anything but what I say. Does that sound a little crazy to you? Don't hear anything else. Don't hear your own thoughts. Hear what I want you to hear. Hear me. Insane.
You waste so much energy trying to
direct their hearing. Hopeless. I want them to hear what they hear. Some people call that unconditional love. I call it sanity. They say, "Oh, Mom, you're so sweet. You never expect us to hear you. You never expect us to understand you." And I don't have to tell them the part where, you know, it's not even possible. It's not possible. They're going to hear what they hear, and that's what I want. I want them to hear what they hear because I'm not crazy anymore. I'm a lover of what is. And it's incredibly beautiful. I invite you to go somewhere and be still with this evening and just be with it. And then you may want to go home and tell your family what you have found so that you can hear it. And don't expect them to listen.
Thanks
so much. Just say it so you can hear it. You're welcome, Angel.